On the last segment, we talked about leadership strategies for creating emotional intelligent teams. This is about each and every leader. You must walk your talk. You must walk your talk. You must walk your talk because people are going to have their eyes on you. You walk your talk by demonstrating every single thing that was mentioned earlier. I use a phrase, never be a walking contradiction. I'll repeat that. Never be a walking contradiction. Your reputation, credibility, and your legacy is all tied up in that. And it's very, very difficult to have trust when someone is demonstrating contradictions in their behavior. There are individuals do it slightly. They'll come into the workplace. Yes, it is a model. Never be a walking contradiction, modeling that behavior. There are people who come into work in the morning and, you know, you've seen them and they're all up in arms emotionally. And then somehow you kind of absorb some of that. That's correct. Do as I say, not as I do. But remember, people are watching you. You're in the leadership. You're in the leadership position. If you take that stance, do as I say, not as I do, you're creating some animosity, resentment, division. So as Stephen Covey says in the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, you must sharpen your saw. Strengthen your own competencies, sharpen your saw, because people have their eyes on you, which leads us to avoid excuses or blaming. You can state that there is a problem and look to remedy it. And if you have built trust in your organization, your group's identity, whatever that problem is, and you include it, you will say, you know what? I own that. I apologize. Allow me to fix it. Blaming and excuses, wasted time. Waste time. And everyone has the same amount of time in the workplace. Everyone has 1,440 minutes in every single day, 86,400 seconds in every single day. Get your act together. Show me that you're part of our team. So if you are in a leadership position, which is a lot of pressure, you must, before you walk outside of your home, you must say, how can I contribute to the success of my team? Or what liabilities that I do not repeat tomorrow? So what contributions are you making? Are you going to be the liability? Next, spark passion. It's an energy. We may not love everything that we do in the world, but emotionally find something that gives you purpose and meaning and allow that passion to spread on the other skills that you will be demonstrating throughout your life, whether community life, family life, work life, waking up. So in the morning, to spark some passion, do you wake up saying, woo-hoo, I'm excited to get my day going. I have lots of things to do. I have a team to address. We're just going to make it happen. Or do you sound like this? Oh, man, I got to face those people again. Let me just hit my snooze button again. You must find that internal passion so that you can be that subtle spark for other people. You've been around people. When you're around them, it's so wonderful. Oh, my gosh, I like that vibe that that person has. I want to replicate that vibe. And then there are those people, okay, where's the nearest exit? Building norms, you know, building those standards of how we speak to people, how we interact with people, how we get along with people. That's what that is. Build those team norms. And how do we build those team norms? By using words, we, us, our, together. We, us, our, together, not blaming someone. We're building the norms. We can work it out. We can make those modifications. We can correct our errors. It is the standard. We, us, our. I love people who say we. Now, so let me just share with you those norms that can be created by using you, those people, or me. It's all about me. It's all about me. That's not how you establish connectivity within your teams and standards, and everyone being disciplined enough to rise to those standards every single day.